Previously on Left Behind.
Sorry to bother you, but you got another urgent phone call. A Dr. Rosenzweig.
Chaim, do me a huge favor. Leave Nikolai out of this.
But Cameron.
I think I see an exit ramp.
Well, how close is it?
Be ready. Then I need you to make sure whatever flight you find is off the ground before we are.
But why?
Trust me.
Please, help me find Chloe.
If I could just get rid of that heat signature.
27 Lima, Chicago approach.
Carpathia, you...
Based on Nikolai, the third book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 28 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Hi, it's Buck. I hate to tell you this, but you're going to need a new car.
What?
Well, I had a little accident.
Are you all right?
Well, nothing big, but it's going to be tough to get it fixed for several days. Hey, how about I replace it with a better car?
Can't argue with that.
Okay, I'll work out the details.
Cameron, I just got off the phone with the office. There were a few messages they had.
From Chloe?
No, sorry. Dr. Rosenzweig called again from Israel.
Okay.
Some guy called claiming to be your father-in-law, and there's one from a Miss White.
Miss White?
She says she's flying into Mitchell Field in Milwaukee at midnight. Needs a ride.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
How are you going to pick her up without a car?
Well, I'll worry about that later.
What about Chloe? Any luck?
It's a real mess down here.
Where are you?
Well, what used to be Michigan Avenue.
Cameron, you may need to prepare yourself.
No. I can't think that way. I won't.
I'm not saying your wife is gone, just that it's a possibility.
I gotta go, Verna. I'll call you later, okay?
Condor 216, that's affirmative. That Milwaukee flight you're tracking is in the air.
Thank you.
That's a roger. Thanks for the update.
First smile I've seen from you all day, Rafer.
First reason to smile all day.
Captain, not everyone is seated.
We're number two to go. Can you handle it?
Sir, the offending party is Mr. Carpathia himself.
Well, I don't have jurisdiction over him. Neither do you. You've given the instructions, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, then strap in. Potentate worry about himself.
If you say so, Captain.
Condor 216, you're clear for takeoff. Right turn heading 270, contact departure 121.8.
Heading is 270, contact departure 216, roger. Good day.
Potentate, would you like to sit down?
Thank you, Leon. I am fine.
Mac, I got an urge to see what this plane can do. Ready?
You are, Captain. Yeehaw! Ride a cowboy!
Oh, my goodness. Potentate, are you all right?
I am fine. It's my own fault. No, I will be fine.
Chloe!
Cameron, it's Verna. The office said Chloe just called.
Did they give her this number?
No, they didn't know you had my phone.
I'm trying to call her now. Line's busy.
Listen, where are you?
I'm in Michigan Ave near what's left of Watertower Place.
Okay, you came down Lakeshore from the north, right?
Yeah, right.
You need to go the other way on Lakeshore.
The other way?
That's what she said. Look off the road, lakeside.
Okay, got it. Verna, tell anybody who talks with her she should stay off the phone until I get through. She's gonna have to direct me to her.
Are you sure you're ready to proceed, sir?
Yes. Yes. Are you in contact with command?
I have them on the line, Potentate. Is there a directive?
Yes. Trigger.
Very good, sir. It is a go. Yes. Trigger.
Whoa! What's going on down there?
Those look like GC fighters.
Somebody's going to get smacked. Mm. Holy cow. They just took out the whole airport.
Yes. Look at that. Direct hit. Oh, wonderful.
Buck, is that you?
Chloe. Chloe, are you all right? Chloe, are you hurt?
Buck, where are you?
I'm on Lakeshore, north of Chicago Avenue.
Probably have about another mile to drive.
Yeah, no, Chloe. Chloe, I'm on foot.
Why are you walking?
Chloe, you hurt?
I'm afraid so.
Oh.
I don't know how long I was unconscious. I'm not even sure how I got here.
Chloe, which is where, exactly?
I'm in the strangest place. The airbag deployed and the rover...
Listen, you're gonna have to help me. Tell me what I'm looking for. Are you in the open, near the water, anything?
I think... it looks like, in between, a tree and this concrete thing.
What? Chloe!
I was doing about 60 when I thought I saw an exit ramp. And I took it, and that's when I heard the bomb go off.
Keep going. What happened?
The cop passed me. Maybe he wasn't chasing me at all. I don't know. The bomb went off, and then the traffic just stopped. I saw the cop slam into this pile of cars. I hope he's okay.
So where did you wind up?
I don't know. Kind of hanging by the seatbelt. There's no emergency lights. There's no people. There's no nothing.
There's nobody around you? Nothing?
Nobody I can see.
It's good to hear your voice, honey.
I was afraid you'd come looking for me.
Chloe, you need to stay awake. Honey, Chloe, stay on the line so I can find you. Okay? Chloe! It's dark out here, Chloe. The attack took out all the power. It's weird trying to find your way around without the streetlights. So, hon, if I'm gonna get to you... Wait. The guardrails are torn up here. Oh, and there's some trees. Chloe, are you there?
I'm here. But I don't...
Can you turn on your flashers?
I can try. I have to pull myself up by the steering wheel.
Oh, okay. Okay, Chloe. I see you. Oh, I'm gonna hang up now, okay? You're about 20 feet above me. Oh, my. Chloe, be careful. Don't move too quickly. I'm gonna come up and get you, okay? Just hang on. Okay.
Pancon Traffic, Reynolds.
Kevin, this is Rayford Steele on the Condor.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Earl Halliday. Do you have a status report on his flight to Chicago?
It's not good, Captain. We followed him into the airspace near Chicago, then lost contact. There was an attack in that area. We're afraid he might have been in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Is there any chance he might have gotten through, landed somewhere else?
Don't think so, Captain. They found some Lear wreckage in the area. We're pretty sure it's Earl's plane.
Hun, Chloe, if you can, very slowly, turn those flashers off. Okay? Let's not draw attention to ourselves. I'm almost there. Okay. Okay. There. Hun, can you reach the ignition? Good. All right. Just very slowly turn the key halfway and put the window all the way down.
Try.
Good.
Kind of painful to move. I'm not sure what's broken and what's not.
Okay. All right. Okay. Try to brace yourself somehow and get loose, all right? Then you can stand on the passenger side window and...
Can't.
Oh.
Okay, I can get the window, though.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, here. Give me your free hand.
Hang on. I'm giving my right hand, but my left side's killing me.
Okay. All right. Does it hurt if I hold your arm like this?
Not too much. Oh.
Okay, try to put your right foot on the passenger side window. Oh, man. Oh, you're not bleeding anywhere, are you?
I don't think so.
Okay. Sounds like besides a couple breaks and bruises, you're going to be okay.
Okay.
If we can get you out of here.
If you can get the door open, I can probably climb up next to you.
Okay. Now, hon, and listen to me. I'm going to open the door. Put your foot there, okay?
I'll try.
Whoa. Okay. All right. We got to get you down.
Wouldn't it be easier to go up? It's a lot shorter to the top of the road.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. All right, can you make it?
Whatever we do, better do it quick.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I got you. Come on.
I got
it. Stand up and grab the top of the wall.
I got it.
I'm going to push. Now push with your good leg, okay?
Okay. I made it.
Oh, good.
I got it. Buck, give me your hand.
I can't reach it.
Buck, get out of there. You're going to be fine.
Chloe?
Buck!
Stay there a second. I want to try something.
I don't believe it.
So how you doing?
I'm starting to get stiff a little bit. I can't believe this thing still runs perfectly.
Probably saved your life. Worth every dime.
Hello?
Loretta, it's Buck. Chloe's safe.
Thank God.
She's banged up, though. I'd like to get her checked out as soon as possible. Could you call around and find a doctor in the church?
I'll see if I can find someone.
Good. We're on our way. I gotta check something here.
Stay there, Chloe. We'll help you out.
What are you looking for?
Good. It's still here. A little spread around, though.
What?
Well, Bruce's manuscript.
Oh, the sat phone should be back there, too. Stuff was flying around all over the place.
Yeah, including you.
Okay, now. Easy does it.
Chloe, as soon as we get you inside, I'm gonna need to get back to Carpathia.
Oh, Captain Steele. Everything all right?
Yes, sir. Just taking a little walk.
Oh, terrible about San Francisco, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Your wife made it to her flight, I hope.
Yes, I think she did.
Oh, good. Good.
Potentate, you should see this.
Oh, yes. Thank you for your service, Captain Steele.
This is Rayford Steele.
Daddy?
Oh, Chloe.
Hi.
Thank God. Are you all right?
Yeah. I had a little accident, though. Wanted you to know that you saved my life.
What do you mean?
Well, I got that message you left at the Drake. If I'd have gone to our room, I probably wouldn't be here right now.
And Buck's okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's a little scratched up from the tree.
The tree?
It was a long story. He's late returning a call to you know who. So he's trying to get through.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Sir, it is Williams from Chicago.
Put him on the speakerphone.
Ha! Cameron, my friend.
I've been worried about you.
We're still in one piece here, sir. The office escaped the bombing.
Good, good. I'm curious about coverage. What is happening there in Chicago?
Well, the damage is downtown, Michigan Avenue. It's total annihilation.
Yes, yes. Devastation, I understand.
The body count is going to be high.
Oh, a tragedy. Cameron, would it be possible for you to get to New Babylon within the next few days?
Actually, there's an important story I'm following in Israel.
Ah, I see. Israel. The so-called Holy Lands were spared again, were they not?
Well, that's what I hear.
Mm-hmm. I would like pooled coverage of high-level meetings in Baghdad and New Babylon. I would expect to have your pen on it, but Steve Plank, your old friend, can run point. You and he can work together to see that the appropriate coverage is carried in our print media.
Well, I want to make sure we cover the personal side. So many people have experienced a loss.
Yes, of course, of course. We are all grieving. You will keep in touch then, and I will hear from you from Israel.
I'll be available any time, sir.
Good.
Oh, good morning, Buck. Did you sleep well?
Morning. Not much.
It feels good to have people in this house again. Y'all can stay as long as you need.
Thanks. Amanda said she'll probably sleep until noon. Then she offered to take care of Bruce's arrangements.
Oh, my. Thank you for sparing me.
That's okay.
I don't think I could handle that right now.
Well, she's glad she can help.
How's Chloe?
Ankle cast bothered her all night. She's conked out right now, though.
Good.
Loretta, Verna didn't cause any problems, did she?
Not at all. Why?
She didn't ask too many questions?
No. Why?
No reason. Yeah, she can just be energetic.
I see. Like I said, it's nice to have company. Listen, I'm headed to the church. Anything you need?
No. And thanks for everything, Loretta.
Kenritz.
Ken, hi. Buck Williams. I'm the guy from Global Weekly.
Yeah, I remember you, Buck. Flew you to, where was it? New York or close to there?
Right, right. Look, I know you're busy and probably don't need the business right now.
I'm down to one jet.
Well, you know I'm in a big, fat expense account and can pay more than anybody else.
Yeah, you're in luck. I'm available. Plane's at Palwaukee. I'm charging $2 a mile and $1,000 a day for downtime. Where are we going?
Israel. And I have to be back here Saturday night at the latest.
Ooh, jet lag city. Best to fly that way early evening and land there the next day. Meet me at Palwaukee at 7, and we got a deal.
Captain? Hey, Ray, wake up.
Oh. Sorry.
You got company.
Captain Steele, we're not entirely sure of security in New Babylon. No one expects us to land in Baghdad. Let's maintain with the New Babylon Tower that we're on our way directly there. When we pick up our other three ambassadors, we may just stay on the ground for a few hours until our security forces have had a chance to clear New Babylon.
Will that affect your meeting schedule?
I don't see how that concerns you.
Sorry.
We can easily meet on the plane while it is being refueled. You will keep the air conditioning on.
Sure. I'll stay in the cockpit or in my quarters and keep out of your way.
See that you do.
I'm putting together those 5 laptops right now. I figure just a little over 20,000.
For all 5?
No, that's 20K apiece.
Oh.
Is that a problem?
No, Donnie, not at all. Can I have them when I get back from a trip, say on Sunday?
Absolutely, I guarantee it.
You've got plenty of time to work on that after you get better. Can I get you anything? Orange juice?
I'm fine, thanks. Hey.
Hey. How are you?
I'll leave you two alone. I'm off to make the arrangements for Bruce.
Oh, if I can help, give me a call, Amanda.
Thanks. Now, you get better, sweetie.
Thank you. So, are you gonna leave me too?
Oh, believe me, I don't want to. How are you feeling?
Like I've been up a tree.
Oh.
Buck, how are you gonna find Dr. Ben Judah? No one else can.
Yeah, I know. Rosenzweig's been cryptic, but he seems to know Sion is alive and safe. I just hope he keeps Carpathia out of the picture until I can get there.
If they find him before you do...
I don't want to think about it. The big question is, how long will it be before all of us are hiding? How long before we all head for the shelter under the church?
If you've completed your post-flight checks, we will exit together. I will bring the three other ambassadors on board within the hour.
International aviation rules prohibit me from flying again for 24 hours.
Steele, you know that international rules on everything are embodied in the man sitting on this plane when he wants to go to New Babylon. You will fly him to New Babylon.
And if I refuse?
Don't be silly.
Let me remind you, Leon, that once I've gotten a break, I'll want to familiarize myself with more details regarding the plane.
Just stay out of our way. And I would appreciate it if you would refer to me as Mr. Fortunato.
That means a lot to you, does it, Leon?
Don't push me, Steve.
As I'm the only one who can fly this plane, I would appreciate it if you would call me Captain Steele.
Cameron, I finally talked live with our mutual friend. He sounded so empty and hollow that it moved me to my very soul.
Well, what did he say?
It was a strange message, Cameron. He simply said that you would know whom to talk with about his whereabouts.
That I would know?
That's what he said, Cameron, that you would know. Do you suppose... Suppose he means N.C.?
No, Haim, I'm still praying you're keeping him out of this.
I am, Cameron, but it is not easy. Who else can intercede for the life of my friend? I'm frantic that the worst will happen, and I will feel responsible.
I'm heading there shortly. Can you arrange a car for me?
I will meet you at the airport myself. Somehow we will get you where you need to go.
But you're missing the point.
Go ahead. The fact that the retaliation was so swift and so decisive, I believe, actually saved lives.
How can you say that, even with millions homeless, millions dead, the water supplies are contaminated across the world?
It could have been much worse if the potentate hadn't used the full force of the global community power.
Everybody on the news seems to have the same opinion.
With Carpathia's control of the media, did you expect anything different?
Not really.
We are getting that signal now. From an unknown location...
Look, why don't you hang loose here? I need to make a call and head back to the plane. My guess is they won't want to move on for a few more hours.
Sure thing, Cam.
We have come through a difficult time in our struggle.
Hey, wait up. I want to go.
You sure you're up to it?
Yeah, wait. One second.
Scooches.
Okay. I hate to say it, but we never know when we might not see each other again.
A little dramatic, aren't you?
Buck, you respect her feelings. I had to kiss my husband goodbye in front of the Antichrist. You think that gives me confidence about whether I'll ever see him again?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
With the
I'm
chaos
sorry.
From this sinister Speak of the devil. And unwise rebellion, the local efforts to rebuild and care for the displaced...
Earl, is that you?
Jean, this is Rayford Steele.
Hugh, I don't have anything to say to you. Earl told me what you did. Some kind of friend you are.
I talked with Earl and explained what happened.
You nearly got him killed! That's what happened!
It was a misunderstanding.
Right! Well, I'll hear his side of it when he gets home. Misunderstanding. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Jean, there's no easy way to tell you this.
What? What's happened now?
I'm not sure how it happened.
No! I don't believe you!
Earl's dead.
No! No!
I'm sorry.
I hate you, Rayford Steele! I hate you!
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Nikolai by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.